Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you hate to work out? Do you think that walking is not necessarily a really good workout and you just can't get yourself motivated to do anything, much less walking around? Well, today we have America's favorite fitness expert, Denise Austin, and all of her energy. Welcome to the show, Denise. Tell us about walking.
Thank you, Melanie. Well, I love walking. So what I did, I put my favorite moves of walking into a new exercise DVD so you could walk in the privacy of your own home and you could burn a lot of calories and you walk 4,200 steps. So you're halfway there almost for your ultimate 10,000 steps a day.
Well, you know, the American College of Sports Medicine does recommend 10,000 steps per day. And Denise, you know, I've given people pedometers for gifts and my clients and all, and it's hard to reach 10,000 steps a day. So how are you getting people to walk 4,200? Do they have to have a treadmill?
No, this is a workout right there in the home. All you need is a good pair of, you know, walking shoes, and you're on your way. All you need is 4 feet of space, and I walk you through 4,200 steps in a 30-minute workout. But we don't stop. But also, what's great about it, I turn it into a fat-burning walk in the DVD because I really work the arms while you're walking. So you're going to do toning of the triceps, the back of the arms. You're going to do some chest presses. All without weight, but just by working those muscles, you will get a better workout because the more muscles you use during the walk, the more calories you burn. So it's a great total body walk.
Absolutely. Now, you only need 4 feet of space. That is crazy to me. Now, what do you say? What do you say to people who say, but Denise, you know, you're so great. You have so much energy, but I just hate working out. How do you give them the motivation to just even begin to work out?
Well, I tell people to start small, just 10 minutes a day. If you can just start with 10 minutes a day and get a healthy habit, because it's about habits. And really, we start with 10 minutes and then build it up. And that way, you get on the right track. It's all about kind of getting that mindset. And I promise you, if you get this Buck DVD, you will be able to get going. I will motivate you. I have great music, great motivation, and I will say, come on, you're worth it. You deserve to look and feel your best. You know, we only have one life. You got to make it healthy and fit, and you'll feel so much better. And the whole object is to get people to feel good about themselves, and that's what this DVD does. It's fun.
So I've always advocated, Denise, walking as a way to begin, just as you have. And even for my very, very overweight clients and people that have heart disease and, you know, my diabetic patients and all this, walking is always a number one way to begin. But if they want to go walking around, if they want to go walk in the mall or walking outside, you mentioned good shoes. So I like to recommend running shoes. What kind of shoes do you think are the best ones to begin walking?
Well, any type of good shoe that has the best arch support, because as we age, we lose our arch, and you really need a good arch support in your foot, in your shoe. So I'm a true believer. I walk actually in running shoes because they have a really good absorption factor. You just got to have, you know, ones that make your foot feel good, and that's what's key. So try on some shoes. Invest in a good pair of shoes because that truly is what motivates me. The second I mentally lace up my little shoes, I'm on my way. I feel active for the day. So it's kind of a vehicle to motivate you if you have good, comfortable shoes. And really, depending on how much you walk, I try to get new shoes every 3-4 months just so nothing, you know, doesn't fall apart in the shoe, to keep my absorption factor at its highest. And I'm really into, you know, good arch support, especially because I'm 50.
Now, there's been some controversy. I've done shows after shows that people say, well, walking doesn't, you know, it's great for your heart and it burns calories, but if you have less time, then you should try and pick it up to a jog and do a shorter amount of time of more high intensity. And there's this whole move, Denise, into the high intensity interval training, shorter period of time, more calories burned. What do you think about that versus, say, 30 minutes of a good brisk walk?
Well, it's all about mixing it up. So honestly, I work out really hard a couple of days a week, interval training, and then the other days a week, I do a little easier on my body to really give my body a chance to rest in a sense. So I always mix it up. But I love this new walking DVD that I did because you can increase your workout because I use your arms. And if at any time you feel tired, you just walk in place, release those arms, and just walk in place. So this is great for everybody. Even if you're just starting out, you haven't really exercised in years, this is a great way to start because I kind of get you started in a walking, good marching in place, pumping those arms, and then I increase with the arms, with your movement, with your legs, knees up. So you can do it if you're ready, but if you're not, you can always just march in place and have a great time increasing your workout. So it depends what you put into it. And that's what's the key. And if you're just starting out, just go through the paces a couple times and then build it up. But now's the time to start your New Year's resolution.
And now you even have in your walking DVD a hill climb. So without a hill, how do you have people going uphill to get those glutes involved and to work the quads a little bit harder?
Yeah, you know, I do like a hamstring curl. We're not doing the legs, so you're getting the back of those thighs. You're getting lower. You're going up and down to have the difference of not jumping, but you're going up and down by using the body weight going down, almost in like a squat, but not all the way down. So you are getting the up and down and the low intensity with your workout, but you're also getting high intensity with your heart rate. So you are getting a hill climb because I take you forward, get your knees going, I take you back, and then you go lower, so you are getting that feeling that you're really intensifying your hill climb. It's a really fun workout. I do hill climbs, I do arms, I do different intensities. Then also, there's a little segment on there for 10 minutes to target your abs, because we all need our tummy, no matter how old we are, our core is very important.
Now, how do you get the abs in a standing walking workout, Denise?
No, it's a special workout bonus on the DVD.
Oh, okay. So you've got people in what position? Doing what? Planking? What are we doing?
Some plank, some bicycle. A bicycle is one of the best exercises still for our abs because it kind of targets all the abdominal muscles all at once. So it kind of makes your time most efficient. And then I'm a big believer in a plank a day. Oh, my gosh. Plank, if you could hold a plank either on your elbows in a low hover or up on your hands in a high plank like the top of a push-up, you're really concentrating on your abs that time and build that up. So planks are so important to strengthen our core muscles, and it helps the back stay healthy too.
I love a plank a day, and I like to go on the ball and put your forearms on the ball and then kind of push it a little forward. Denise, my daughter, who is 11, she can take her elbows. She could take them all the way, like, practically parallel to her body. I mean, in her abdominals, but she's 11, of course. But that's a really good way to kind of... Yeah, she is. And she can, like, you know, but that's a great way to sort of up the level a little using that ball. In the last 30 seconds, Denise, you just have so much energy, and it sounds like such a great, fun workout, the fat-burning walk, burn fat, lose inches in just 30 minutes with Denise Austin. Give us your best advice for people who hate to work out. How do you get to work out if you really hate it?
You've got to just start. You've got to start, even if it's 5 minutes a day. Build it up to 10. If you could just walk for 5 to 10 minutes every day, you will notice a difference in your energy level. It also helps with good circulation in your body. And it burns fat. So you got to get moving. And the key for our heart is to move our whole body all at once. And walking does it for you. So that's why I love it. And also, walking is one of the best ways to fight heart disease, especially if you haven't exercised in years. And so to this day, heart disease is the number one killer for both men and women alike.
And that is it from Denise Austin. Walk those pounds away. Even if you hate working out, you can still do it. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.